B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's talk to a player who played in the league at a high level, and now you see him, of course, on pre- and post-game show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Mr. Chris Therrien. How are you today, Chris?
I'm doing good, Tyrone. How you doing, buddy? I know we should be talking about, like the finals starting up in another week or so, but yeah. We're not. But we're talking about hockey, and I guess that's a good thing. And I think there's probably a lot of people have a lot of answers. There are a lot of questions. I probably still have a couple questions, too, but we'll try to get down to what happened yesterday.
So first thing I want to ask you is just a simple, what did you think about the round robin for the top four like the Flyers, and then basically like a five-game play-in tournament for the rest of the guys? It allows guys to, on the top teams, I guess, to get some rust off. I guess they kind of earned that because worst-case scenario for them is they are only a four seed at the worst, while those other teams obviously could be going home. What do you think about that element of the plan?
When I first saw it, I didn't like it. I thought like to myself, okay, so you got a team. I'm just looking at it in fairness from every single team. The only team that really benefits from this, who gets the most benefit out of it, is the Flyers.
Yep.
They're the four seed. They didn't lead a division, so it does work for them. If I'm Boston, I'm probably not thrilled about it because I'm 11 points ahead of the team that was in fourth, being the Flyers. I tweeted something about it yesterday. People are like, well, elaborate on it. Well, my first issue is they're meaningless games. Like, they don't mean anything except you're trying to seed. Other than the fact if you're out there and four teams are playing for the seeding, I'm not sure how exactly those games are played. If it's 25 years ago, 20 years ago, you got somebody trying to break somebody's hand with a stick in one of those play-in games, and that's right. That was at one time realistic. You know, you're trying to maim somebody that's going to be going to the playoffs that you may possibly bump into.
Right.
That's the deterrent of the three games. But I'm looking at it from an injury standpoint. If you're just playing those games and the really, really important games are the meat and potato playoff games, that to me is where your value is. And not in the three quasi-exhibition / play-in games. The other side of the coin is, again, home ice. There is no home ice. The Flyers had an incredible year this year at the Wells Fargo Center.
For sure.
But when you get into the playoffs, you can ask any coach. They don't care if they got to go on the road in Game 7 or if they got to play a meaningful road game. It doesn't matter. Now there's no fans in another hub city. It really doesn't matter except the last change. And I can assure you there's nobody out there that's really going to be too worried about that. So from that standpoint, I understand guys have to play the games where they're not in the first round. But at the same time, the injury is of concern to me, especially for your higher-end players, because the real meat and potatoes are indeed the playoff games themselves to try to lift the cup.
Now, that's interesting. I was looking at it from the side of get the rust off a little bit because the guys haven't had any live action in several months. But you're looking at the other side of it of, these aren't really real games, period.
They're not. Yeah. They really aren't real games. So I'm thinking, like, if you could find a way to have high, if you could find a way to formulate, and listen, it's a moot point now because it's happening and they already decided.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if you could find a way to have just make it extremely competitive in that week leading up to what you know and then watch the games, you know, there's still a part of it that you remain healthy. But I'm just saying, if you play a round robin against these other three best teams, that there's some concern to that.
No, I hear
from where I'm looking at it, you know, and again, people may say, oh, you're crazy, and that's fine, but that just jumped out at me. That was really the only thing I was a little bit irritated with about it, but at the same time, it does help the Flyers because, they're now in the mix, and they can only enhance where they're at and move from that four to the one if they do win that mini round robin.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Absolutely. Now, the where. You mentioned the hub cities. The commissioner mentioned that. And they gave a number of them. And I understand this is a fluid situation with the virus. The virus will dictate a lot of this. Vegas has to be the favorite for the Western Conference, right? Just because of the infrastructure they have and the fact that their casinos are already going to be already in another week or so semi-open. Isn't Vegas almost a lock for at least the Western part of this in with the hub city?
Well, I don't want to say anything's a lock, Tyrone, but I understand, you know, the dry air. Apparently the heat doesn't do this virus very well. I mean, if we're going to worry about where the virus is by the time that happens, then there's no point even moving forward. I mean, it's going to be in every single city everywhere to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I don't think that can be factored in. Obviously, you don't want to put it in New York City. It won't work well there, the optics of it, especially what they've gone through. But yeah, Vegas makes sense. You know, and again, you know, the host cities, apparently that was another thing. Well, what if a host city has one of the hubs? Well, then Vegas will treat it like they'll be treated like everyone else in that. Here on the East Coast, again, there's different places. Florida might be an option. Certainly. So, you know, again, it seems like wherever there's more heat, it seems to be a little bit more conducive from what you're hearing from some science experts, but again, they don't even have the hub cities picked out yet, whether there's going to be two or four. I know they said two, but I've talked to some people today, they said, you know what, there could actually be as many as four.
Oh, really?
So we just don't know that yet. There could be. We don't know, but they haven't had any discussion past that point. But I think that, you know, as Commissioner Bettman said the other day, they need to figure out a way to address that in the very, very near future. That has to be a decision that's made fairly soon. But again, no, this is, as you said, this is a fluid moving situation. And, you know, again, one area that we didn't hear anything about yesterday, which is probably going to be one of the biggest areas, is the financials. Where do the financials fit in to this plan? You know, how is that going to be, you know, relegated into this postseason? So,
yeah, they say there's a lot of $500 million in TV money if they can complete this whole thing. So, hopefully a lot of that has been worked out ahead of time, because I think the players reps voted 29-2. I think it was only Carolina and Tampa.
So,
500 million. I hope they figure it out and don't end up like the baseball situation. Now, I want to ask you about the how of this situation. You're a former player, speaking to Chris Therrien. How would you, right now, you've been home like everybody else as a player, and you probably don't have an ice rink in your house that you had access to. Training camp, they say July. What are you doing between now and, let's say, July 1st? Let's say everything goes perfect and camp's going to start July 1st. What are you doing, Chris Therrien, between now and July 1st to get yourself ready for camp? Because it won't be a very long camp before you're playing real games.
Again, another great question, and one where I know that players did not have access to rinks. You know, you heard some stories where guys did, but there's a lot that didn't. Here's the problem with that whole it's a great question and a fair one. How much have guys been working out to this point? Thinking that they weren't going to, you know, that there wouldn't be as long a delay, or they were prepared to come back. So if you guys had guys that were already, listen, in February March, when they shut down pro sports pretty much in North America all at the same time, those guys were, fatigue was becoming a factor, but in terms of their playing game, their game shape, they were in tip-top shape. So what they did following that is going to be very, very interesting, because you're going to have some guys that are literally have been working like machines nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
And if they didn't take a break somewhere, it's going to be very the factor in this. And if guys did give themselves a break, they may want to put it in the high, in the hightailer right now, because, you know, we're June, we're almost at June 1st. We're almost a month away from July 1st. So, you know, we're not that far from getting where we are. And you know, that's a great question. What would I have done? I would have tried to stay in as best a shape possible, but not at a point where I'm getting myself in my regular August workouts where you're preparing for training camp. So it's a fine line and a great question, and that's really going to be up to the individual to see what kind of workload he's already put in thus far.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate your time. I have one more question for you, Chris.
Sure.
The Flyers, I want to focus on the Flyers a little bit. We don't know how this is going to play out, but they were playing so well before. They're a young team, so it's like a two-part final question. Will the young legs, the general young legs of the team, be a help or a hindrance, or will the more experienced guys on other teams, like let's say a Pittsburgh, for example, guys that have kind of been there, done that, have more an advantage, but they have some older legs? And overall, what do you think of their chances? Obviously, none of us know for sure, but what is just your gut feeling?
Well, I think having the young lads is going to be key. I think it's great to have those young players, those defensemen, young Carter Hart still. I think this is going to be a tough one to win, to hoist that cup. And I really do think that an influx of a lot of young guys is going to be a really good thing. It's going to be an interesting reset for the veterans. It really is. It's going to be something that their body clock is not used to, especially the older veterans. This is a completely new type of setup of things, the way that it'll be presented to them. So I think the young legs, the energy, the exuberance that will be displayed by those young guys is going to be pivotal to any team that goes out and wins the Stanley Cup this summer. As weird as that sounds, this summer, but that's what we're going to be up against. And I think once they get going and stuff, hopefully it's a really, really exciting tournament.
No, I think so too. I'm excited about it. I hope that obviously that everything stays good with the virus, because that means that all this stuff can start and we don't have to have a bunch of start and stops and everything like that. Well, really appreciate the time, Chris, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You got it, Tyrone. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thanks so much. Chris Terran, that was some good information.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.